Last week, the readings drove home our need for conversion, whether it's conversion from a particular sin or conversion from whatever way of thinking. And this week, the scriptures take the next step. Once we're converted from sin to God, then we need to bear good fruit. And I want to mention a little bit the fruit of joy. I'll never forget a priest in the seminary telling me that the surest sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit is joy. Joy is not a feeling. It's not the same as exhilaration or excitement. Joy is a gift. It's actually a fruit of the Holy Spirit. One time I was called to make a hospital visit, and I was tired, truth be told. It had been a long day, and I was not excited or exhilarated about going. But I went. And I did my best just to be present, right? Even if I wasn't completely chipper or even happy. The person in the hospital was so ready for the sacraments. They were so grateful to have that encounter with Christ. And they were so in need simply of the reassurance of the faith and the presence of the church. I didn't stay overly long. But I remember walking out of the hospital, still tired, but suddenly I realized that I was smiling. The Holy Spirit was present in that visit, and I felt it. Even if I wasn't always aware of it up here, I felt it. I had to have a conversion to go in the first place to be truly present, but then it was the Holy Spirit that helped us to bear fruit. And the fruit of that was this interior joy. We have a lot of vineyard imagery today in the scriptures. The first reading, the psalm, and the gospel all talk about that. They say that in Old Testament times, the land of Israel was almost like this giant vineyard. It had so many vines growing throughout the country. Plus, on the temple building itself in Jerusalem, there was this giant golden vine that hung over the doors of the temple. Israel's favorite image of herself was that of a vineyard, specifically the vineyard of the Lord. The fruit of the vineyard is the grape, and the gift of the grape is wine, right? Wine was a healthier drink than water in the days before chemical purification. Plus, the Psalms in the Old Testament talk about wine bringing joy to the heart. So if Israel, as a people, was considered the vineyard of the Lord, then what kind of fruit was Israel supposed to bring forth? An ordinary vineyard produces wine to give joy. The Lord's vineyard produces true teaching so that we learn to live our lives in joy. By their way of life and by their teaching, Israel was supposed to show the rest of the world the way to real joy. Their fruit was supposed to be bringing other peoples to know the friendship and the joy of the Lord. But Israel disregarded that teaching and failed to be faithful to God, who then withdrew his protection. And then the other nations, instead of learning from Israel, destroyed and trampled over Israel. In the gospel, Jesus uses that same imagery of the vineyard, only now he applies it to the church. He says, "The kingdom of God will be taken away from you," referring to the chief priests and the elders of the people of Israel, "and given to a people that will produce its fruit." Now, did you ever wonder why in that gospel story, the owner of the vineyard, who's God the Father, right? He says to himself, after the tenants have beaten and killed every servant, think here Old Testament prophet, every servant whom he has sent to them. And then he says to himself, "Ah, I will send my son. They will respect my son. Now, doesn't that sound naive at best, or dumb at worst, or even cruel? But it's none of those, right? God sent his son knowing that he would be crucified. Why? To show us the depth of his love for us, that he withholds nothing from us. I will send my son. That's God the Father saying, I want to show them just how far my love goes. And then we can ask the question, but what about that next line? They will respect my son, which they didn't, right? They didn't. That didn't happen until after the crucifixion. After the resurrection, now the church does respect the Son of the Father. He had the long view in mind when he said that line. We respect and worship and listen to and love him. The Father does not withhold his Son from us still to this day. What will you do with the gift of the Son that you have received in the gospel and will receive in the Eucharist? The church has been given this tremendous gift. We've been given the joy of the risen Lord. We gather here and we listen to true teaching from the words of Jesus himself. We're given a spiritual feast, a spiritual intoxication when the bread and the wine are changed into the body and blood of the Lord. In this Eucharist, we're filled with spiritual joy. If we're not receiving that joy, what's holding us back? What's in the way? Are we filled with something else and there's no room? Are we filled with ourselves or anxieties or preoccupations? St. Paul, in that second reading today, tells us plainly, have no anxiety at all. By truly receiving the gift of the Son, he begins to drive out our anxiety. To be filled with Jesus is to begin to lose our capacity for anxiety. When I occupy myself with charity, when I occupy myself with prayer, with petitions in thanksgiving, then I'm filled with a peace beyond understanding. And then St. Paul in that reading outdoes himself. He says, whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, whatever is excellent and worthy of praise, think on these things. What do we fill our minds and thoughts with? If we fill ourselves with anxiety, then we'll have anxiety. If we fill ourselves with honor and justice and purity, we'll have honor and justice and purity. Remember, the vineyard of the Lord is supposed to produce the fruit of joy. Say yes to God, and His Holy Spirit will begin filling you with joy. So here's the homework for the week. Let the Holy Spirit into your life. And I suggest doing that with this very simple prayer, come Holy Spirit. So throughout this week, when you have a challenge, come Holy Spirit. When you get up in the morning, come Holy Spirit. Before you go to bed at night, come Holy Spirit. And experience the joy of the Lord.